Hi there, Will. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here, and Lulu wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of our service, of course, answer any questions you have. Also, though, to apply a reduced rate for your still fairly young company. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Good. Hot. How are you?
Well, you know, I welcome the opportunity to speak with you for sure, and I do have your file here in front of me. I'm sure, Will, that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map or that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page, right?
Yeah,
I mean, that's where that's where we all go, you know, when we need something. As a consumer, that local map, that's a powerful place to have your business listed, especially as a fairly young company. You know, you'll be getting phone calls directly to you. There's no third party involved. When people need your services, when they're trying to find a guy who can do what you can do, if they're looking for some welding or any of the specific jobs you can do, when they type in those types of keywords, they'll see your company on that first page. They'll also see a website for your business, because we'll include a website. You know, we want to be able to talk about your services and your service area, and of course showcase before and after photos. That way you'll get calls from people that know you do exactly what they're looking for, whether it's, you know, a metal stair railing or what have you. When they call you, they're going to be hoping you're available to do the job and already thinking if your price is fair, they want to hire you for your services. So it's a very high conversion rate. It's very different than paying for a lead and chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. Like I said, there's no third party involved. We'll create the content necessary for Google and Bing to list you as a top option, meaning you'll have a fully optimized Facebook page for your business. You'll have a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce. You'll actually have almost 70 different destinations and directories. They're all equally important, and of course they'll all be talking about your services and your service area, linking back to your verified listings and of course that website that we'll build for you. Now, it is a month-to-month service. There's no long-term contract. Our job, though, is just to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. And that being said, you do qualify for reduced pricing. Still new enough that you do qualify for a newer business rate, which is really, it's the lowest rate that we offer by far. You know, it's the biggest reduction in the cost. And it is a significant savings, a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service. It does mean you'll save exactly $200 every month off the service, and it'll bring your rate down from what would have otherwise been $399 a month to a fixed flat rate of just $199. And that $199 would be the exact amount. So no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, there's no lead fees either. And no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, commercial jobs or residential, it would still be that exact amount, that flat rate. Now we are, like right. I said, trying to fill this position. We're looking for one company that can handle at least a little bit more work here. Is that something that you would want for Kineta Welding and Fab, that first page placement and the calls that would come from it?
You think there'd be a bunch of calls?
Oh my goodness, I can do a quick search here. Lulu put in the note you're willing to travel maybe up to 50 or 60 miles for the right type of work, right?
Yeah.
The bigger the job, the farther you'll go. So let me do a real quick search, and then you're based out of Sylvania, right? 30467.
Yep.
So let me do a quick search here, and keep in mind, this is not an exhaustive search by any stretch. I mean, it looks like it's populating 6 of the most popular search phrases for the services you provide and some of the more popular things that someone might need, metal stairs, railing repair, railing install, that type of thing, right, for a metal fabricator or mobile welder. And this is for a 50-mile radius, so not 60, and certainly not every search phrase that someone can type in. But in the last 30 days, I'm seeing 1,813 searches. Now, that's not 1,800 people doing a single search. Sometimes people like to search more than once. And I'm not telling you that you're going to get 1,800 phone calls. You know, but the reason I'm saying this is, you know, the companies that are on the first page, and Google's been tracking this for a very long time, and it always does fall within the same margin of error, regardless of the area and regardless of the industry. The businesses that are on the first page will see between 1 and 2% of the total number of searches for their services translating into direct phone calls. So 1,800 searches, 1% is 1, would be 18%, or 18 calls, I should say, 2% would be 36 calls. We can scale that up, you know, obviously when we're looking at 60 instead of 50 miles, when we're looking at any of the search phrases that people can type in instead of these most popular six. You know, if you're looking at 25 or 50 phone calls coming directly to you from someone who saw your website, even a small conversion rate out of that, you know, even 1 out of 5 jobs, I would think, and when they're calling you directly and specifically, you know, they're looking to hire you, so even a small percentage of that turning into work for you is going to keep you profitable, probably keep you pretty busy. I wanted to ask you about the conversion rate that you're seeing on the Angie leads or Home Advisor. Lulu attached that file here. I think she found it when she was looking for your website. I know you're going to get leads out of that, but are you getting any jobs out of it too?
Yeah, I just started, and I don't know what they got going on. The only leads I got from them is like 3 hours away so far. I told them
that's
travel about an hour.
It doesn't help you at all. I mean, if you're wanting to keep it within a 50, 60 mile radius, and they're sending you and probably selling you leads too. You pay for every lead, right?
That's what I told them yesterday. They said they're supposed to fix it. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how long I'll be going with them. They had a $300 credit for something, so when it runs out, it might be.
They do that sometimes just to get you on board there, and then of course they hope that, you know, you stick with it long enough to pay for the leads, and the lead fees can add up pretty quickly. You know, if it's $20, $30, $40, $50 per lead, those lead fees can get pretty costly pretty quickly. One thing you'll love about
guaranteed.
And you know, it is a shared
the job.
Lead system, that lead gets sent and sold to 6 or 8 of your competitors. So even if it is someone who's looking for more than an estimate, you're still in a bit of a bidding war. You know, sometimes you're dealing with a potential customer who's expecting several phone calls and several bids, and usually they're just looking for the cheapest guy in town. Sometimes they're looking for just an estimate or two, trying to budget for something in the future, not even really knowing that business owners are coming out of pocket on the spot to pay for that lead. So, yeah, I mean, I've been doing this a long time, long enough to remember before, of course, it was before it was Angie Leads, it was Home Advisor, but about 9 years ago, it was Service Magic. Same company, same service, they just change names, change ownership a little bit, but the overwhelming majority say what you're saying. You know, the leads aren't all that that quality, not what you're looking for, and I've heard not in your service area, I've heard not for services you provide, you know, and that doesn't help you out at all. If they're sending you leads for something you don't even want to do or know how to do,
they're just
meeting
their budget.
Well, yeah, and it's not any good for you. It doesn't help you out much at all when you're coming out of pocket for it. So, you know, what we do is very targeted marketing. So we'll be focusing on commercial as well as residential clients for specific services that you want to be found for. And like I said, you know, our job is to keep your phone ringing. There's no long-term contract. I mean, our job is just to make sure that people who need your services are able to call you. I want to include the website for you at no additional cost, meaning we're going to build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. And keep in mind, you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. You'll know which clients found you from the local map itself or from different directories or from your website. Now, most people will simply pick up the phone and call you. Both commercial and residential clients will call you directly. Everything's got the click-to-call feature. There will, of course, be a contact form on the website so people can tell you where they're located and what they're looking to have done. When they fill out that form, you will get a text message as well as an email. So, Will, you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you, and whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or if they're reaching out to you through your website. It's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form will also repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting. So you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even do know who to follow up with. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
Yeah. So I think we all build the website and all, you said?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to do what's called a client interview. That's where we're going to talk to you about, of course, the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, a tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If you don't, we'll create one for you with your suggestions, and we do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. Of course, we'll get very specific about where you want to be found and the services you want to provide. We'll ask you to email us photos so we can build that website. The initial construction of the website would be included, as well as the hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website. So as we send you jobs, you can keep on taking more photos, and we can add those photos to your website. There would never be any additional cost for us to do that. I mean, our job is not just to list you on the first page of Google. It's to give you the reasons, give the people who see you on that first page the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. So we do want to make sure that you've got that website. Keep in mind, the content will be mirrored on Bing, the other major search engine, and any device that accesses the internet. So laptop, tablet, smartphone, of course, vehicles with internet access, voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, any device that can access the internet, as long as they're in your service area looking for your services, you're going to pop up on that first page. Now, what I'd be willing to do here for you, and I mean, it's partly because you're still a fairly young company, but it's also because, you know, you're not having the best experience. I know you started out with the Angies not too long ago, but you're already seeing the downside of the leads that you're getting. And you know, this is not specifically for the Angies or Home Advisor or whatever they want to call themselves now, but it is it's for someone who's paying advertising dollars elsewhere or has recently spent advertising dollars elsewhere, and it allows me to reduce the cost of the setup fee. Now, there's normally a $99 setup fee that attaches to that first month, but in this case, I'd be willing to waive that setup fee entirely, you know, just as an opportunity to make it more affordable for you. Can't wear a black eye. I think you must have invested something, although they're giving you $300 worth of leads. You might have had to come out of pocket $100 or something to get that deal. Yeah. So, you know, I can't get that money back. Obviously, we've got nothing at all to do with them, but I can save you the $99 off of our setup fee and just do the $199 out the door. Of course, that's a fixed flat rate. It's a reduced rate, kind of a promotional rate for a young company, but it is not an introductory rate. So, like I said, it's a month-to-month service. There's no long-term contract, but as long as you choose to use the service, that reduced rate will stay with you. So every month you're going to see that savings of 50% off the normal cost of the service. So with the setup fee waived, with the website included, it really does make it performance-based on our end. We're going to spend more in time, resources, and in some cases, the direct cost to create that content than you'd be investing in that first month. So we're not locking you into a contract, though, long enough to cover our costs. We just know that although there are no long-term contracts, our clients do stay with it long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page. I mean, Google it, right? It's what we say, and it's what we do, and it's where we go when we don't know who to call, and it's the real power of this particular listing. You know, it's kind of the old football adage, you know, on any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same same playing field. And, you know, I'm not saying you're the worst. You could be the best, but until we get you on that playing field, which in this case is that first page of Google, it's hard to win. I mean, that's where people go. It's where most decisions start and stop. But once we get you on that first page, you can certainly be the guy that gets the phone call and wins the deal. Now, I did see it listed as Kinetto Welding and Fab, right? And the and in this case is the word A-N-D. It's the word itself spelled out, not the ampersand, not the symbol for the word and.
The and the symbol would be better, I think.
I think so, too. And the reason I said it was A-N-D is I saw it that way on the Angie's or Home Advisor, and it wouldn't be the first time that I saw wrong information listed there, but I think the symbol is a lot more eye-catching. And then, is your last name Kinetto? I never do want to assume.
Yeah, it is.
It is, okay. And then, Will, is the phone number that we are speaking on the same one that you would want your customers to call? And is it also a good number for us to reach you regarding your account, the 912-978-1399?
Yeah, it is.
And is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yes, iPhone.
Oh, an iPhone. Yeah, perfect. Because, you know, like I said, most of the time you're just going to get direct phone calls. Commercial clients, residential clients, they'll call you directly. If they fill out the contact form on your website, you do get a text message and an email. And as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. If it's a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. What is a good email address either for you or for your business?
Will.Kinetto@gmail.com.
So first name and last name at gmail.com?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So really kind of more of a personal email. Like I said, it would be hidden then on the website. No one would actually see that physical email address. But when they fill out that lead form, they'll be able to, you'll be able to get those requests. When we contact you, though, we use phone, we use text, we use email. Email is usually reserved for longer pieces of information and something that we want you to have for your records. But did you have a preference as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Phone or text would be faster than email.
Yeah, phone or text. I'll put phone or text preferred. And I do have that question default set to phone. I'll add text on there as well for service-based businesses anyway. And you are service-based, right? I mean, you always go out to the customer. No one ever comes to you. There's no showroom or brick-and-mortar location where customers would go.
Right.
No address for us to promote for your business. I did see, actually, on the Angie's leads, the 1468 Quail Road. Is that your home?
Yeah.
It is. Okay. So, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. And even if that were a shop or a small office, since you don't see customers coming to you, Google doesn't want to list that physical street address. They wouldn't want you to have people drive out there and knock on your door. So, you know, you're just going to be listed city and state. So no physical address will appear for your business online. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. Like I said, we'll schedule that follow-up call with our technician so we can get all the information that we need to build out that website and create the content. And the other thing I'll do is to read what's called a voice verification. It's required of us as Google Premier Partners. It does get recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is the fixed flat rate. In this case, it's just $199, that we are waiving your $99 setup fee, that we're including the website for you at no additional cost, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if it all makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Kinetto, give me just a real quick second here to get that set up. Okay. So Will, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Will this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement? And it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, Will, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online?
Kinetta Welding Fab.
And as we discussed earlier, the and in this case is the symbol for the word and the ampersand. That's exactly how I have that, Kinetta Welding and Fab with the ampersand there. And then Will, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Will Kinetta, and owner.
And then Will, as the owner of Kinetta Welding and Fab, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right? Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then Will, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that people who need your services are able to contact you directly, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Will, of course, you would agree to that, right? Of course, and as long as you answer your phone, you're going to love the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason we ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we're already providing, and then equally or even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. Well, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Perfect. So we are going to do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will create that website, and we will make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that your business information stays consistent and accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in cost that I'm applying here, reducing the subscription costs, waiving your setup fee, with the website included at no additional cost, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which I'll be waiving altogether, will be charged today, the 16th of June, in the very discounted total amount of just $199.00. Keep in mind, Will, that $199 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website, and that landing page is included at no additional cost, which again means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 16th of the month, and that same exact discounted rate of $199. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. Now, as the service is offered completely at will, if after the second payment you find you've got more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, if you want to, you can even pause the service seasonally, and of course, you can absolutely discontinue the agreement at any time for any reason, no question. questions asked, no fees involved, by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request, Will, to prevent charges to your next month of service, is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Will, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Will, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay, that does conclude the voice verification. And then, Will, that first payment, sir, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
Discover.
And is it your name on that card, the business name, or both?
Just my name.
And is it Will or William on the card, any middle initial?
No, just Will.
Will, okay. You did say that was a Discover card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Six, zero, one. One. Mm-hmm. 0076.
Yes, sir.
2997.
Yes, sir.
0913.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
224.
02 of 2024. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
367.
So I've got 367, 367 on the back. And then February or 02 of 2024, the expiration. And then, Will, was the card itself 6011-0076-2997-0913?
Yep.
Okay. And does that bill at the billing address, the home address, the 1468 Quail Road, 30467?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Now, Will, in just about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I don't have a pen right now.
That's okay. You're going to receive that automated email in about a minute. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. You'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately, and there is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message, and depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you do receive either the text or the email through our automated system, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business here on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. And again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself only takes about 25 or 30 minutes. There is a spot available in the next hour at 11 o'clock. If that does not work out for you, there's also one at 1 o'clock, and then this afternoon there is a 5 o'clock and a 6 o'clock. Did you want something at this next hour at 11, 1, or later on this afternoon?
Sure.
5 o'clock? Okay. So we'll schedule it from 5 o'clock until 6 o'clock. The call itself will get to you just a few minutes after 5, get you off the phone pretty close to 5:30. Like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. At 4 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 5, and I'm just going to send you in a minute here a calendar invite to your email address. It's going to say localsplashcieng. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. That calendar invite, Will, is really just more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. Now, did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out?
Yeah, I got the text message.
Okay. So if you open up the text, it goes right where we want it to go. If you open up the email, of course, it's got the invoice at the bottom. And then in the body of the email, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And if you click on the click here, it opens up where the text message automatically goes, which is the local splash terms and conditions, talking about the services that we'll provide, beginning with the Google Business Profile optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
Is that enough?
So the text message or the email that we need you to take a look at the top of it, it says local splash terms of experience. On the left-hand side, it says services, starting with Google Business Profile optimization. Is that what you're looking at?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now, of course, we're going to optimize your Google listing, but we'll also mirror the content on Bing. The directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 different directories. They're all equally important. The landing page is the website that we'll build for you. Now, Will, I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down, there's a long line that goes all the way across, and above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, we need you to either, you know, type in or copy and paste your name as it appears there. It is case sensitive, so the W and the C and, of course, appropriate spacing. But once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box below it. Well, that's going to do a couple of things. First of all, it does let us know that it is the fixed flat rate, that we've included the website for you, that we've waived your setup fee, that your rate will never go up, etc. It also does allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and it lets us do the initial NAPW audit so we can make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. Now, you'll know that you're successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
That new note.
Okay. So first of all, you don't have to worry about that. It's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking and your reporting system. The automated system thinks you're trying to do it right now, so it's asking you to log in. I think if you were actually able to put in a username and a password, it would give you an error message that your tracking system hasn't been activated yet. We'll get that up and going with the content that we'll get from the client interview this afternoon. I can give you the username. There's no password generated yet, but in the next day or so, once your client dashboard is activated, we'll officially text and maybe even give you a quick phone call with the username and the password. It's a default password, and once you log in, you can change it as much as you like, but the username will be the same. It will always be your phone number, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So just the numbers 912-978-1399. That will always be your username. And then in any correspondence to the email, the support at localsplash.com, please include either your phone number or your username, which are basically the same thing. That way we can forward it out to the right department. The confirmation email that our email, our automated system is sending out to you has support at localsplash.com, and you can email anything and everything there. When they do the client interview this afternoon, they'll give you the photos at localsplash.com email address if you want to email the photos team directly. Other than that, though, you're all set and squared away on my end. It will be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call this afternoon around 5. But I wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get this going for you, get a website out there, get your phone ringing, give you a better option than paying for and chasing down those leads. And of course, we are looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Real pleasure speaking with you, Will. I appreciate your time. You have a wonderful rest of the day, and our client interview team will be giving you that follow-up call around 5.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, too, sir. Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye now.